Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James chapter 3 and verse 14. It says, if your heart is full of bitter jealousy, don't cover up the truth. There's a CEV version. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible reminds us that people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 19 talks about that. And one of the most dangerous masters of the heart is jealousy. I like what the man of God Chuck Swindoll explains the difference between envy and jealousy. He says, envy begins with empty hands. It mourns what it does not have. Jealousy begins with full hands. It fears losing what it already has to someone else. My dear brothers and sisters, Cain's jealousy of Abel shows the destructive power of this emotion. Instead of celebrating his brother's favor before God, Cain's jealousy consumed him, leading to murder. And the scripture warns us in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. It says, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire. Jealousy is not harmless. It poisons relationships, shatters trust, and blocks the flow of love. It can divide friendships, erode marriages, disrupt workplaces, tear apart churches, and sow bitterness even among those serving God together. At its root, jealousy questions motives and resents another person's blessings or success. But my dear brothers and sisters, there is hope. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 3 verse 14, if your heart is full of bitter jealousy, do not cover up the truth. What it's saying, instead admit it to God and by His grace, choose to break free. The man of God Swindoll testified, I lived many years under jealousy's commands. It was agony. But when I turned to God, I realized I didn't have to live in its darkness. I slew the giant and stepped into the sunlight of freedom, and it changed everything. So my dear brothers and sisters, having known about this scripture and understanding it, how can we apply this word to our personal lives? Few pointers that I would like to share with you to encourage you this morning. Number one, examine your heart. Be honest about any jealousy you may be covering up. Number two, confess it to God. Do not justify or hide it. Bring it into the light. Thirdly, celebrate others' blessings. Instead of resenting them, thank God for what He is doing in their lives. Fourthly, practice gratitude. Focus on the gifts God has already given unto you, right? And fifthly and lastly, seek God's freedom. Amen? Remember, you don't have to be enslaved to jealousy. Christ has set you free. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we want to say thank you for your word to us this morning. I pray, Lord, that as we raise up our guards of our heart and our mind against jealousy, I pray give us the grace to overcome any sign of it in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we confess that at times our hearts has been filled with jealousy and comparison. Forgive us for resenting others' success and for failing to rejoice with them. Help us to release jealousy and embrace gratitude. Teach us, O Lord God Almighty, to celebrate the victories of others as if they were our own. Fill our hearts with contentment in you, and let your Holy Spirit give us freedom from every chain of envy and jealousy. Lord, I pray that may our lives reflect your love, your peace, and your humility for the glory of your name. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, Lord, I release your great grace and glory upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters of God who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I speak healing and wholeness to prevail into their bodies. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you all the praise and the glory, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.